today. It was a day of different remembrances and different moods. Sometimes there were feelings of separation, but later in the day, maybe just because of the service, I felt his presence more by trying to serve his devotees and his projects, and in some cases giving them a chance to speak about him. One good news that came up was in Dallas, the school, TKG Academy, is growing by leaps and bounds. The number of students that are enrolling is just increasing incredibly. And they didn't know where to put the students. But a property that the devotees have been eyeing for maybe decades, which the owner was totally unwilling to sell, suddenly became available. It's right behind the temple property where Yudhisthira Prabhu used to have his business. So, anyway, it's a long story, but it's really a good place, and they needed Lakshmi. That was the only question. So, anyway, that. So I did it on purpose. I wanted to speak with them today. So, yeah. I don't know if I felt some inspiration or prodding from Goswami Maharaj. And so then I, said I would do something, and they took it all. Krishna wants this. Now we got the going ahead. And then I spoke with Dhananjay Prabhu from Dallas, who has so much to say about Goswami Maharaj. So many things. I mean, it would have been nice if he were here. It would be nice if Goswami were here. And he was speaking about his sort of childlike nature, a joyful nature. And he felt at a certain stage that Goswami maybe regretted being maybe as heavy as he was with Dhananjay. And so to mitigate that, he tried to be more, playful. And, he really was, I guess it's another way of saying what other devotees said, but he really could be all things to all people. It just was in his heart that he seemed like he could understand anyone and reciprocate with them perfectly in their mood. I mean, it was him, but maybe it was also partly his background. But when I grew up, there weren't black people in the neighborhood, and I just never, well, hardly ever. Yeah, from the age of 8 onwards, there was just no black people. And when I went to Texas, especially like for his Vyas Pujas, there were all these, I mean, there were a number of black people, like Rakeshwar Pandit, Burgess Swat. And the way he was like totally in tune with them. I mean, the way he reciprocated, it was just like one of them, you know. And he was like, in a way, he was so human, but also superhuman. Like, I hear stories about when they went to Fiji, and the devotees were, I forget what they were doing, maybe going to the beach. They were doing something that they didn't include him in, thinking that, you know, maybe he was preoccupied with other things. And then when he found out, he was, you know, he said, well, why didn't you invite me? So yeah, that's also quite mysterious, how someone could be so human and at the same time so superhuman. But yeah, he was very loving, and one thing I found with him early, well, relatively early. I mean, it wasn't really much of an issue for me when Srila Prabhupada was present, because Srila Prabhupada was the authority. Sometimes Tamal Krishna Goswami would complain, or, well, maybe not complain, but remark that, you know, he's not the GBC for India. Prabhupada's the GBC. But it was more of a little more of an issue when Prabhupada left, that I would, we would discuss something. We were together in India. And I would sometimes, I mean, sometimes he was clearly right, but sometimes I would feel that I saw something that he didn't see. He couldn't see that I was seeing something that he couldn't see. But I did have faith in him, and it happened again and again and again that in the morning he would chant and reflect on whatever the issue was, and if it really was a point where he should have come around, he did come around, and it was like. So even though he's like such a powerful and forceful person, but he was, you know, he was controlled even invisibly by, you know, Krishna. and Prabhupada. So I didn't really worry too much about those differences because it happened so many times. And it is true how, you know, deeply he's entered the hearts of his followers. Even today, Surab Damodar Prabhu quoted the exchange with Kadambakanana Swami. It does happen quite often that a question will come up, and so we think, like, what would... That's one thing, you know, I wish he were here. But the other is, you know, the next step would, okay, he's not here, but what would he do? I know a number of God brothers who think like that, and when devotees are in that mood, they encourage them. Well, what would he do? Just think what he would do. Just pray to him to guide you what he would do. And in my talk with Dhananjay was saying how clear Tamal Krishna Goswami was in his instructions. And he said sometimes, you know, devotees say, I wish Tamal Krishna Goswami were here to tell me what to do, you know, what he wants me to do. And Dhananjay Prabhu was saying, what he wants you to do, I mean, how much more clear could it be, you know? He wants you to go back to Godhead. You know, he wants you to spread Krishna consciousness. You know, how much more clear could it be? So, before he left for India, for what turned out to be the last time, we had a very long phone call, for which I am very grateful, because I think within that phone call we pretty much touched on every part of my, you know, life, you know, devotional life, even physical, but, you know, mainly devotional. And it was like, just went through everything. He kept, like, he would inquire more, you know, and I also didn't know how much time he had because he was, you know, had so much responsibility, but he was really, like, fully present and asking, what about this, what about this, what about this, what about this. And, so it was, and he said many prophetic things. So many devotees have also had that experience that he'll say things that they don't appreciate the full import of at the time, and then in time it becomes revealed how prophetic his words were. There were many of those as well. But yeah, I and this is something I don't talk about that much, but I think I will, especially because of what Sarvatma Prabhu said at the end of his talk. So after Goswami Maharaj left, after the automobile incident, Agavit Prabhu came here and, you know, just wanted to hear, like, every detail. He told me so many details about that last visit. And again, it was as if he knew, you know, that he would be leaving, or it was in his mind he might be leaving. And so many things Agabit Prabhu said. And then specifically, like the last morning, the car ride and the collision, and so, you know, just like so many details. So then I determined that when I go to India, because at that time I wasn't traveling much, but, you know, I determined that when I go to India, I must visit that tree. So, went to Calcutta, stayed with Agabit Prabhu, heard many more wonderful things about Goswami Maharaj in Calcutta, and so then, you know, we were driving to Mayapur, and, you know, I said, you know, really want to stop and see that tree. So we did, and at first I was angry with the tree. I took the tree as an instrument of some catastrophe. And then, but I guess, I don't know, underlying that or somehow that sort of changed. And I was sort of like angry with Goswami for leaving. And it was sort of like, well, you know, Prabhupada called me. So, anyway, then, but then he said, and this definitely changed my mood. He said, you can also come. So then, yeah, the whole mood changed. Oh, well then, well, that's not so bad if I can come. And then he said, but you have to do three things first. One, you have to write your books. Two, you have to improve your chanting. And three, you have to give shelter to more souls. And those three instructions are this, like the blueprint. It's like the overriding guiding principles for everything I do. Although I don't know how to do them all. But it's definitely my, you know, blueprint, my direction. And I mean, it is hard, I must admit. All the separation, but I guess that's also part of the process. Meeting and separation, and the separation can give impetus to service, which can result in meeting. But we're not very strong. Maya's strong. Of course, Krishna consciousness is stronger if we take shelter of it. And, his personal care definitely was very encouraging in that effort. And it's harder without it. But see, we have to do what we can. And as Kala Chandra kept saying, he's there, and he is there, so... everything is all right. Good. Everything is good. Hare Krishna.